Welcome to Living Truth Ministries. My name is Ron Alfredson, and today I'll be teaching on Our Prayers Are Not Answered Because of Unresolved Conflict. In the past lessons, we have learned why our prayers are not answered. For one, we learned that if we do not ask God, how can He answer? Our prayers are not answered because there is sin in our lives. Our prayers are not answered because of our unbelief. Our prayers are not answered because of unrighteous motives. As we move on to prayer stopper 5, we will learn that our prayers are unanswered because of unresolved conflicts. This is a hard lesson, and it's hard because we must forgive. We must do as Jesus commanded us to do. And it wasn't a request. Jesus didn't make this request. He commanded us to do it. Are you at odds with someone? Maybe your spouse, a co-worker, your neighbor, your friend, your brother or sister, your son, your daughter, your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law. The list goes on and on and on. But if you are at odds with anyone, you're to go to that person and resolve them the best you can. That doesn't mean that that person will forgive you or that person will want to resolve and That doesn't mean that the person will forgive you or want to work things out with you. But you must go to them and try to work things out. If they don't work it out, well, that's on their head. That's on their shoulders. You do your part. You do what God commanded you to do. And then move on so that your prayers will be answered and so that your sins will be forgiven. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that ye have received him, and it will be yours. When you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. That's found in Mark 11, verses 25 and 26. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Before you give me a list of why you should not forgive, you need to read and meditate on Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Well, I may have to forgive that person, but I surely do not want to see that person or be around that person. That person will never be welcome in my home. This is a touchy subject for many people, but we must face facts here. Ask yourself this. Am I above God? For starters, God said you are to forgive, period. He put no yeah buts in his command. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them. This is not a request. This is a command. God sent his only Son to die for you and me so that our sins can be wiped away. When we refuse to love our neighbor and forgive those who have done us wrong, we stomped all over God's gift of salvation and his love for us. You have become just like the person you refuse to forgive, saying, I forgave them, and holding a grudge and putting conditions on your forgiveness made you just like them. You have sinned, and God will not forgive you of your sins until you forgive them of their wrongdoings towards you. Are you fighting with your spouse? Stop it. If so, stop it because it resolves 3-2-1. Are you fighting with your spouse? If so, stop it and get it resolved because it will stop your prayers from being answered. Husbands and wives should be praying together and should not be fighting. Yes, you will have disagreements. Every husband and wife has it. I don't care who you are. You can be the most perfect, have the most perfect marriage on the face of the earth. But at one point or another, you two will argue. But stop it. Don't let it go. Get resolved. Forgive one another. Hold one another. Love one another. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love does no harm to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That's found in Romans chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. Yes, this means as it says. It also covers husbands and wives. Let me tell you that love your neighbor as yourself can be very hard to do. Some of us have it backwards. We love ourselves more than our neighbor. We are better than the person next door because they dress differently than we do, or may not think or talk the way we do, or may not have the same politics as we do. For whatever reason, we put ourselves above others. When we do that, we put ourselves above God. We stomped on God's greatest gift. We stomped on Jesus and his sacrifice for our sins. We may be different. They may be 3-2-1. They may be different in a different religion. 3-2-1. They may be in a different religion. They may be homeless or on drugs or alcohol. They may be your husband or your wife, your son, your daughter. Today I leave you with this challenge. Get a pen and paper and place yourself in front of a mirror. Make two columns. Column one is perfect. Right on top of column one, perfect. And on column two, write imperfect. Stop there and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to let you see what he sees in you. This is called soul searching. As you make this list, ask yourself, am I being honest with God and myself? Which column is the fullest? I know on my list that the imperfect side seems to be the fullest. Now look at the person you despise so much. You know, the one that has done you wrong or said hurtful things to you? Or are you above that person? If you think you are, then just stop and purr. 3-2-1. If you think you are, then you just stopped your prayers from being answered and placed yourself above God. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible tell you to do in this situation? So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that ye have received him, and it will be yours. And then you stand praying. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. That's Mark 11, verse 25 and 26. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to the neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. Romans 13, 9 and 10. That neighbor may be living in the same house as you. That neighbor may be your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister. It may be a member of your family or a member of your husband or wife family. We are not above God, so stop fighting and let us practice forgiving and loving one another here on earth. Let's repent of our sins and ask God to forgive us, not only us, but also those who have wronged us. To love and to forgive is a commandment, not a request from God. Don't let this be a prayer stopper in your life. My name is Ron Elson. Please join me next time for prayer stopper number 6. Prayers are not answered because of uncompassionate. Prayers are not answered because of uncompassionate. 3, 2, 1. Prayer stopper number 6. Our prayers are not answered because of uncompassionate heart. May God richly bless you and your family.